USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Taiwan will see more military drills from China today. A spokesman for the Chinese Defense Ministry said because of Pelosi's visit, the United States must bear full responsibility and serious consequences for this. Congress is poised to pass the partisan inflation reduction bill after zero Republicans supported such a massive spending bill under a recession. The White House calls it the first step in a years-long effort. This as the Chinese have stopped all climate talks with the United States, and Europe is poised to go back to coal power due to Russia's pipeline that could be cut without notice. Democrat Senator Chris Coons on CNN last night.
This is a huge win for the American people. This is an enormous step forward for making prescription drugs affordable, for making health care sustainable, for making an enormous down payment on tackling climate change, and for reducing the deficit.
USA Radio News.
Paid for by Govmint.com.
Have you heard? The United States Mint has issued the Morgan Silver Dollar for the first time in 100 years. Not only that, but they are also minted in 99.9% pure silver for the first time ever in history. Coin experts are calling this an amazing opportunity for anyone that knows the enduring popularity of Morgans. But you must hurry. Only 175,000 legal tender silver dollars were issued. These Morgan Silver Dollars are brand new, bright and shiny legal tender coins minted by the iconic Philadelphia Mint. Just call 1-800-888-7630 and you are guaranteed a new 99.9% pure silver Morgan dollar. The first time in history this has happened. But with limited quantities, you must call now to order. To learn more, call 1-800-888-7630. If you order now, you will receive a free collector bonus, a $25 value free with every order. Call 1-800-888-7630 now to secure your new Morgan silver dollars before they are gone. That's 1-800-888-7630.
The three men convicted for chasing down and killing Ahmaud Arbery in a Georgia neighborhood in 2020 will face a second round of criminal penalties Monday for federal hate crimes committed in the deadly pursuit of the 25-year-old man. Tudor Dixon, who defeated a large field of Republicans to battle Gretchen Whitmer for governor in Michigan come November, Tudor told Newsmax that the message her campaign sent out is that hard work and family values are winning right now.
Right, and I think the message here is that hard work and family values are winning out right now. We knew that this was going to be a hard race from the beginning. We knew that we would have to put in the work and meet with people across the state for the first year, which is what we did. And we had a great message coming out and talking about bringing back schools. We need to bring back the education system in the state of Michigan. Right now, we're 38th in the nation. We are on path to be in the bottom five states in the nation by 2030.
USA Radio News.
Suspense.
The shadow knows.
Mystery in the air. Starring Peter Lorre.
I am the Whistler. And I know many things, for I walk by night.
The greatest radio shows of all time. Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. On this radio station or at our webpage, classicradio.stream. That's classicradio.stream. Or search your favorite podcast app.
100-year-old Bud Clausen survived four World War II invasions. He celebrated his 100th birthday Sunday and said, "I'm still here for some reason. I don't know what. You never know the Lord's plan, but I'm glad to still be here." Clausen was born on August 7, 1922 in Rockford, Illinois. The Democrats' massive spending bill during a recession is hoping to bring the recession under control. The bill passed the Senate Sunday without one single Republican vote. It now heads over for congressional approval. Kentucky Congressman Republican James Comer on Fox News says the Biden administration is counting on Americans to be financially inept.
The Democrats are banking their whole political future this fall on the hope that America is financially illiterate. I don't think they are. I think most Americans realize that if the government spends more money and spends more money recklessly and unnecessarily, then that's going to lead to more inflation. So the sheer nature of the bill by its name, inflation reduction, is being untruthful to the American people. And I think the American people get it. The government cannot continue to spend money and waste money and expect for inflation to go down. The reverse is going to happen.
The Fed's meeting again this week and is expected to once again raise the interest rate, indicating the recession is in full swing. My name is Lance Pry, and we are USA Radio News.